الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين وقال تعالى وما آتيتم من زكاة تريدون وجه الله فأولئك هم المضعفون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حسنوا أموالكم بالزكاة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with Jummah in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Nurun ala nur. We feel the barakat in the air. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the barakat of this Mubarak month. Amongst the five pillars of Islam, one of the pillars of Islam is the pillar of zakat. And generally you'll find that when the month of Ramadan comes, then many people are concerned about paying their zakat. Perhaps the reason for this is that in the month of Ramadan, the sawab of a farz action is multiplied by 70. Hence people opt to rather pay their zakat during the month of Ramadan and uphold this great pillar of Islam. If you look in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about zakat in about approximately 82 places. And wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about salah, then together with salah, Allah ta'ala speaks about zakat, showing the importance that zakat has in Islam. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ إِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. You'll find it throughout the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the importance of zakat together with the importance of salah. When we look into the history of Islam, then we see that amongst the first challenges that was faced by the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the challenge of mani'ina zakat, those people who refused to pay zakat. It was the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, like in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had sent out the zakat collector to collect the zakat from the people. So there was a group of people who refused to pay the zakat. They explained that this is a tax that you are imposing upon us and we will not pay the zakat. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was quite clear about this. He says, leave alone the animal of zakat which is compulsory upon you to pay. If you don't give the rope that holds that animal, I'll wage jihad against you. I will make jihad against you because this is a pillar of Islam. It's a command of Allah. And if you refuse to fulfill this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then from the side of the state, we will wage jihad against you. And it was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who then quelled this entire fitna and ensured that this pillar of zakat was established and that people pay their zakat. Our ulama-i kiram explained to us that a person who pays his zakat, then there's many benefits for him also in paying his zakat. So some of the benefits that the ulama-i kiram mentions, the first benefit is he earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala becomes very happy with this person. That from his wealth, he's taking out his zakat and he's feeding the poor, he's looking after the poor from there. So he earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really, the most important thing in the life of a Muslim is to earn the pleasure of Allah. That Allah become happy with us in whatever we are doing. Every action of ours must be done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by paying zakat, a person will earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second benefit of giving zakat is that when a person pays his zakat, it purifies his wealth and it purifies his heart. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ بِهَا وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, take from your wealth that compulsory charity, it will purify a person's wealth. In our earnings, in our businesses, sometimes we may find that elements of doubt and haram may creep into our earnings. Sometimes involuntarily, a person is not sure from where it came, but some kind of elements of haram or doubt may creep into his salary, into his earnings. By taking out his zakat, he's purifying his wealth, hence whatever wealth is left with him is now pure and halal for him to use for himself and his family. So by giving out zakat, a person is actually purifying his wealth and also purifying his heart. The third benefit that ulama kiram say with regards to giving out zakat is that when a person gives out his charity to the poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his wealth. Allah ta'ala increases his wealth. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. That person who takes riba and interest, then Allah ta'ala decreases his wealth, destroys his wealth. And that person who gives out charity and gives out sadaqah and zakat, Allah ta'ala increases his wealth. Now this is the promise of the Quran. Although our minds may tell us something else, that if I've got 1,000 rand and 100 rand interest came in, my money increased. Allah is saying, no, your money has decreased. And if we had 1,000 rand and we gave 100 rand in zakat, our minds are telling us that our money decreased. Allah says, no, your money increased. Increased how? Increased in the akhirah, that Allah Ta'ala will increase your rewards. But in this very world also, Allah Ta'ala will increase your wealth. Allah Ta'ala will increase your wealth in this world. And you can ask any person who is particular about paying his zakat, every year does his money increase or it decreases? He'll tell you, every year my zakat amounts are just increasing because Allah is just giving me more and more. The more I give, the more Allah gives me. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. That zakat that you will give for the pleasure of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will increase that for you. Here Allah Ta'ala is putting one clause that it must be done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That zakat that a person is giving, it must not be done for name and fame. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the left hand must not even know what the right hand is giving. So discreetly a person is giving his charity, that he's not making a show of it, that no, there must be a placard here, there must be a name tag, that so and so gave this, sponsored this masjid, did this, did that. It must be done for the pleasure of Allah. تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, increase your money for you. And you'll see a person, generally you'll see a person who is very generous. And he gives without counting. Allah gives him without counting. Allah ta'ala just showers him with his grace. And he just showers on other people and Allah ta'ala showers upon him thereafter. So a person's wealth just increases with this zakat. A person is giving out his zakat and Allah increases his wealth. The fourth benefit that the ulama explain is that it takes care of the needs of the poor. The system of zakat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory on the ummah, where a person takes out 2.5% once a year. If every Muslim upon whom zakat is compulsory takes out his zakat correctly and properly, it will take care of the needs of all the poor of the world. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the small amount of 2.5%, if a person has got 100 rand, he needs to give 2.50 rand in zakat. That's the proportion. 2.5%, such a small amount he has to give out. But that amount will suffice for the needs of all the poor people in the world. So it is a poor person, his needs are taken care of through the zakat monies of the people that give it out yearly. And the fifth benefit that the ulama-i-kiram say is that when a person gives out his zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then takes care and looks after his property and his wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after and takes care of his property and his wealth. حَسِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالزَّكَاةِ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, protect and fortify your wealth by giving out zakat. A person gives out his zakat, his wealth is now protected. He doesn't have to now opt and look for a haram insurance to come and take care of his wealth. His wealth is divinely protected by Allah because he gave out his zakat correctly and meticulously. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the Hatim next to the Kaaba Sharif, and one person came to him to say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a shipwreck and my goods were on that ship, and that ship sunk and all my goods are lost. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paused for a moment and then he mentioned, مَا تَلَفَ مَالٌ فِي بَرٍ وَلَا بَحْرٍ إِلَّا بِحَبْسِ الزَّكَاةِ Any wealth that is destroyed, whether it's on the land or whether it's on the sea, the reason for this is people are not paying their zakat correctly. People are not paying their zakat correctly. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explaining or indicating to this person that had you paid your zakat correctly, your wealth would have been protected. Now recently when this looting took place last year, there was one brother, when we met him, we asked him, your shop is intact. He said, I didn't even worry to go and see it also. I didn't even worry to go and see my shop because I pay my zakat correctly and properly. And I know that Allah is looking after my business. And really nothing happened to his shop. The other shops were looted, but his shop wasn't looted. He says, I'm meticulous, I'm sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking after my business. This yaqeen in the promises of Allah, that Allah ta'ala has promised to look after it. We have yaqeen and conviction in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once in Mazahir-e-Uloom in Saharanpur, huge Darul-Uloom is there. There was a great buzurg who was a founder of the madrasa. His name was Maulana Mazhar Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana used to have one class in a masjid every Monday for the local people and for the villages around, where he used to teach them different masail regarding deen. So there was one villager who used to attend Maulana's classes, and one night whilst he was resting in his house, he heard two thieves in his home, and when he opened his eyes, he saw them fidgeting with his safe and they're trying to open the lock. So this villager looked at them and he asked them, what you all want? He said, we're trying to break into the safe. He said, you can try from now till Fajr time, you'll never break that lock. And that lock only costs 2 rupees, but you can carry on trying. And he turned around and he slipped away. Fajr time, when he woke up, he saw his safe is intact. He comes for Fajr Salah. He mentions to Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib in a masjid. He says, Maulana, yesterday this is what happened. These people came and they tried to break my safe, but they couldn't. And I told him, carry on trying till Fajr, you'll never break it. So Maulana asked him, what made you speak with such yaqeen and conviction? He said, Maulana, that hadith you taught us here in the masjid, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah will protect the wealth of that person who pays his zakat. And I pay my zakat correctly, I knew for sure that Allah is protecting my wealth. So حَسِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالزَّكَاةِ Protect your wealth by giving out your zakat correctly and properly. On the other hand, the Qur'an al-Kareem also sounds severe warnings for that person who doesn't pay his zakat. Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an al-Kareem, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ May Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us. Allah Ta'ala speaks about that person who hoards his money and refuses to pay his zakat. That wealth of his will be taken, it will be heated, it will be branded on his forehead, on his back, on his flanks. And it will be told to him, now taste of the wealth of which you hoarded, which you couldn't give out zakat to the poor and needy, now taste from this. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. My respected elders and friends, when it comes to the payment of zakat, then again our ulama-i-kiram, they advise us that there's a spirit in which a person should pay his zakat. The first thing that they advise us is that a person, because zakat is paid once a year, A person should take out his time and his effort, and he should pay his zakat properly and correctly. Work out his zakat. Take out his time, work out, this is my wealth, this is what I've got in the bank, this is what I've got, cash I've got, this is the jewelry, this is whatever investments. He's working out everything and he's writing it down, he's meticulous about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him for every second of his working out that zakat. For example, if his wife got jewelry, he needs to go to the jeweler to go and weigh it. Sometimes what happens is when it comes to jewelry, then we don't know the difference between 18 carat and 22 carat. It becomes difficult for us to work out what is what. So a person has to take it. You talk about carats to us, the only carats we know is the carats that go in the ABC juice. So you don't know, the person when they say 18 carat, 22, you have to go to a jeweler, the person will explain to you, this is the jewelry, this is how much it's worth, this is the value of it. So a person is now working out his zakat, the time that he took to go to the jeweler, to work it out. If there was a fee, he paid a fee there. All that time is spent in the ibadat of Allah. He's getting the same sawab as if he was in a masjid making salah or reciting Quran al-Karim. Because he's working out his zakat. If you've got a business, it's going to take him a week or 2 weeks to work out the stock in his shop. So he's going from shelf to shelf, writing it down with the niyat of paying his zakat. All this time of his is recorded as ibadat in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, upholding this great pillar of Islam, the third pillar of Islam, the pillar of zakat. So a person should take out his time, work it out, sit with a passion that I'm now fulfilling a great command of Allah. I'm upholding a great pillar of Islam. So he works out his zakat before he gives it out. The second thing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised us with regards to paying zakat is fatibu biha nafsan, then give it with a good heart. A person should give his zakat and give it with a good heart, not grudgingly. A person shouldn't give it grudgingly. Now he's, I need to take out zakat, now it's so much I must give out. No, with a good heart, that when Allah gave me, then Allah Ta'ala openly gave me so much. Now when it's my turn to give for Allah, then should I withhold myself? Rather let me give it with a good heart. And this should be the spirit with regards to all our ibadat. Now a person is fasting in Ramadan. You don't look at the clock, 4 hours left, 3 hours left, 2 hours left, 1 hour, half an hour left. Not with that spirit. I'm fasting for Allah. I'll stay hungry, I'll stay thirsty. Even if I'm old, I will do it for the sake of Allah. And I'll do it with a good heart, because I'm going to make Allah happy. So a person should do this ibadat with that kind of spirit. He's giving out his zakat to happily, he's taking it out. That, you know, Allah Ta'ala gave me so much. A small amount Allah Ta'ala is asking for me to take out. I'm taking it out nicely, and a person is giving it. So to give it with a good heart. The third advice that ulama ikram give is that when a person should give, then he should give the best that he has got. One sahabi, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu sent him to go and collect the zakat from the different people. So there was this one sahabi, he had a huge herd of camels, and when the collector came there to collect the camel for zakat, so he was instructed that you must collect like an average animal. Look for an average camel, and you collect that animal and you bring it and come. So he came to this person and he says that I've been sent as a collector and I came to collect this animal and I see this is like an average animal, I will take this animal as your zakat. So this sahabi, he says to him, no, I will not give an average animal. I will give my best camel in zakat. So he's saying, no, but I've been commanded to take. He says, no, when Allah gave me, then Allah gave me the best. Now when it's my turn to give, I must give an average animal, I will give my best animal in zakat. So this is the spirit in which a person should give. Now he shouldn't look at, let me see all my dead stock in the shop, what I can't sell. So this is all expired stuff, so this I'm giving out in zakat. That's not the spirit in which a person should give zakat. Zakat should be given that, let me take out the best, I'm giving for the poor, I'm giving for the needy, I'm giving for Allah, I will give the best that I've got. Our Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor, many years ago in the Jamiat, he once mentioned to us that one person came to give his zakat in the Jamiat office. So Maulana mentioned that he was a shoe shop owner, and normally in a shoe shop you'll find that in a window you'll have one shoe displayed, and in a box in the back you'll have another shoe. So over time, one of the two shoes will take a walk somewhere and you'll end up just with one shoe. So over the years now, he had piled up all that one shoe in his shoe boxes. So he brought that and he came to the Jamiat office to give as his zakat, that this is the zakat he's giving his zakat. So Maulana amusingly said, perhaps he thought that in the welfare department, There were only people with one leg that were coming there for help and assistance. So this is not the spirit in which a person should give his zakat. Rather, what he's got, something that a person can use that will be of benefit to him, then he's giving that as zakat. The fourth advice that our ulama give is that when you're giving your zakat, and as far as possible, try and give your zakat yourself. Try and give your zakat. Find the poor people in your area. Last year, two years ago, one person came to the madrasa with his zakat money. So he came to give it to the madrasa. I just suggested to him, Hafizab, I feel this year what you do is try and give it out yourself. Look for poor people in your area, your masjid that you attend, and in your family, in your wife's family, there may be many people who are zakatable and need help. You find them and give it yourself. He came back and he said, Maulana, really this year I enjoyed giving my zakat. My wife and I, we went and we found that there are people in our family who are really in need. And we went and gave the zakat ourselves to them. And it gave us such happiness and pleasure to see that we could assist people. And there are many, many people in our areas who really need help and assistance. If we go out ourselves, zakat is not just about doing an EFT. Sometimes we feel, we just do an EFT and it's there. Remember, sometimes we're putting it in an EFT, in an account. Organization is holding that account for 2 years, 3 years. Your zakat is not fulfilled. Your zakat is not fulfilled. If it's not discharged immediately, it's not fulfilled. Now a person will, I need a section 18A first. So what is a person who is dying next to you out of hunger, he needs the food immediately, you worried about a tax write-off, sawab you'll get by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may not get your section 18A certificate immediately, but sawab from Allah ta'ala you'll get. Now it doesn't make sense that a person, he's EFTing that money into account for his section 18A certificate, and in his street there are people who are hungry and need food and he's not helping and assisting them. So from the wealth that Allah Ta'ala gave us, we should try and help and assist as much as possible. So to go out and give it yourself, really it's a different feeling. You get your wife involved, you get your children involved. You make your own small hampers at home. Take out the food, whatever you need, make small hampers and then find the poor people and go and give it to them. That here's a small little gift for you from my side, from our family side. And see how much of pleasure and happiness you'll find in your heart. Your children will get a chance to see the halat and the conditions that people are living in. And they learn to appreciate the conditions that they have. Sometimes our children grow up in this dream that they're just living with everything rosy around them. They don't get a chance to see what is happening around them and the conditions that people live in. So to try and give that zakat ourselves. And then together with that also our ulama kiram advise us is that the 2.5% zakat that we give compulsory charity, together with that it's nice if we take out some optional charity as well. Like for example the masjid that we are using, you can't give zakat towards the masjid. So for this you'll have to give lillah. And all of us as musallis of the masjid, every day we're using the facility of the masjid. We're using the taps, we're using the water, we're using the toilets, we're using the lights, we're using the air cons, we're using the fans, we're using the mics, we're using the carpets. As a musalli of the masjid, it's our duty and our responsibility that we contribute to our masjid as well. So like once a year, we'll give towards our farz zakat that we need to discharge. If we're giving 2.5% for zakat, maybe 1% we take out for lillah towards our masjid, our local masjid, and give out for the lillah as well. So in this way, inshallah ta'ala, we're helping the poor as well as dini causes also we are helping and assisting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that during this Mubarak month of Ramadan, when the ummah is engaged in all the ibadat and the worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our broken efforts also. Allah ta'ala accept our fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our taraweeh. Allah ta'ala accept our tilawat, our zikr askar, our du'as that we are making. Our charity, our zakat that we are distributing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. Bless us with the barakat of this Mubarak month. Allah ta'ala make our maghfirat and forgiveness and forgive our sins. Just one more thing regarding the zakat which I forgot to mention is, if you're not sure about something, contact our ulama-i-kiram. Every masjid, we have many, many ulama. Sometimes there are complicated masail regarding zakat which we need to know. So find out from the ulama-i-kiram that, Maksab, you know, I worked out this year. This is where I want to distribute my zakat. Find out that everything is in order. Inshallah, by asking our ulama-i-kiram, we'll increase our knowledge also on this matter and we'll ensure that our zakat is given correctly and properly. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.